Good morning. 7:38 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. And joining us now, we've got Mike Wood. He is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir. Good to have you.
Good morning.
Good morning. We have a couple of incidents that we want to get to and talk about a little bit. One is the great chef hat wearing hit and run case of 2025 that involves some property damage and what, maybe allegations of DUI? What's going on here?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we hadn't made contact with him yet to see exactly what was going on, but on camera he appeared to be wobbling a bit when he was walking, got into a vehicle and lost control of it very quickly right off of East Government Street and almost hit two females who were walking on a sidewalk. So it could have been much worse, and we don't believe that that vehicle was involved in any other incidents later that evening in our jurisdiction anyway. But we'd like to know who this guy is. We're still looking for him, and the news has spread. I was contacted by a TV station in South Florida asking me if we have caught Chef Boyardee yet. So it's gotten around, and it's a situation that could have been much worse. And you know, I don't mean to make light of it, but we need to talk to this individual because again, if you look at the video, we were very lucky, and so were the two young ladies that night.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm with you. I don't want to minimize the significance of drunk driving, which is a major problem. But I also think we're missing an opportunity for creativity here that maybe Chef Boyardee drinks, Chef Boyardee drunks. It seems like there are other alternatives here. But I'm going to ask this, and I'm going to feel bad for asking, but you know me. We've known a long time. Honest to God, the question that I have been getting from a lot of people is, do you think he's a real chef?
Well, look, we don't know, but it was Halloween night. This actually happened at 2 a.m. the next morning, so it's still the night of Halloween celebration. So I don't know, to tell you the truth.
Well, you know, it's my job to ask the hard questions, so I appreciate that. I still cannot believe this happened. Tell me about the motorcycle that runs away from the cops that runs into a pickup truck and catches them both on fire, and nobody dies. Thank God. What happened here?
Well, this happened on Tuesday, but it actually started on Monday. This individual was driving recklessly on this bike. An officer tried to stop him, and he fled, so we chose not to pursue that vehicle. And then the next day, wearing the same clothes on the same bike, an officer spotted him driving recklessly again, tried to initiate a traffic stop. He again fled, and we did not pursue. Then a short time later, on a parking lot of a Circle K, he came up and intentionally with a motorcycle. And I know it doesn't sound like something that should or would happen, but intentionally ran one of our cruisers with it, almost like, you know, like you would bait an officer. So,
like, hey, come play with me? Like that's what you're talking about? Like, you know, nudge, nudge, chase me?
Well, no. It was he collided with the cruiser. So, and you know, we've seen this before. It's not unusual for a person on a motorcycle to pop a wheelie or try to bait an officer into a crash. And I remember a few years ago, it happened with a young man driving a Corvette. We would not pursue. He would come around, make the block, and try to taunt us and get us to chase that vehicle. So those type of things happen. I don't know if that's what was happening during this particular incident, but it was very unusual. He went over the Barrancas Bridge into a neighborhood.
Can I just pause you for a second, Mike? There are whole levels of stupidity that I've never even contemplated.
Come do this for a living for a while, and you'll see a lot of that.
I just see where this always hits home for me is I think to myself, okay, on an ordinary day when I'm driving down, you know, Creighton Road at 45 miles an hour or Old Palafox at 45 miles an hour. These are the idiots I'm trusting to keep me safe because of a little 4-inch double yellow line? And, you know, good Lord. Okay, anyway, sorry, I interrupted you. Going on, the guy was going across the bridge, Barrancas.
Yeah, I went to near a marina, went through the marina, then he came back out onto Barrancas at a high rate of speed. And lost control of his bike. It's almost like he laid it down because he knew there was an impending collision. The bike then slid down the roadway. It caught fire. It got caught up underneath a pickup truck that was pulling out onto Barrancas, and that pickup truck caught fire also. So fortunately, the people in the truck were able to get out. The rider on the bike had minor injuries, and that's that. So while we were arresting him, we found a large amount or a trafficking amount of fentanyl on him, or suspected fentanyl. So that may be the reason why he ran.
Oh, my God. Like, I didn't even know the half of it. What's the charge going to be? I mean, it seems like reckless endangerment, possible. I mean, you know, it's almost, I guess you can't say attempted homicide because he wasn't trying to hit the truck. But my God, you know, negligent. I don't know. You tell, what are the charges?
Well, there's the traffic charges.
Sure.
The fleeing charge. There's the narcotics. And so I haven't looked at the list of charges, but there are several of them. And those three are just to start.
Wow. Okay. What was he doing that was the reckless driving in the beginning? Was it, you know, typical dumb motorcycle stuff, you know, driving fast, weaving lanes, that kind of thing? Or was it something different?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what it was. I just know that the officer wanted him for, quote, traffic, which means he was committing a moving violation.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, you know, that's okay. Wow. I honestly don't even know what to say. One of the things we've been talking about this morning, which seems to be semi-resolved at this point, is the Escambia County fire patch gate of 2025, where the company badges were, you know, told to get off of the trucks. And now I talked to Wes Moreno, he said it's a miscommunication. They're just reviewing them and they're not having to remove them. You know, they will be able to get back on if they were removed, especially if they're, you know, okay. But it reminded me of something because, you know, PPD, you guys have been, you know, there's been some conversation over the years about the patches. Of course, you got rid of the old one with the five flags. You put the new one on that's, you know, I wasn't a big fan, but I know it's one we have now. But you were also now recently, there's been the vote to add the flag back on to take the place of one of the arm patches. That's just on new uniforms, right? And how is that going? Is that even happening yet?
Well, I don't believe it was a vote. It was a decision made by the new administration. And, you know, we've had the flags on the right shoulder for many years.
Yeah.
And they're going to move back to that. But that's done. It would destroy the shirts now if we were to take the patch off and put the flag on the way that they're glued instead of sewed. So when we order new shirts, those new shirts will be coming out with that new flag on the right side once again.
Okay, yeah, because I know when that decision happened, I mean, I was an old Boy Scout, and you change out patches all the time. But, you know, it makes sense. If they're glued on, that's a little bit different process. Mike, we always like to end with some kind of a did you know or a cop myth. You have one for me today?
I do, and the myth is that police officers have devices that can tell them if you have a radar detector, and that's totally not true. I don't even know if such devices exist, but the truth is officers don't care if you have a radar detector or not, which are perfectly legal in Florida. When we get you stopped, if there's one stuck to the windshield, it doesn't matter to us. The decision's already been made whether or not you're going to receive a citation, so that myth is totally false.
Can I ask you a technical capabilities question that I know you may be reluctant to answer or you may not answer at all, but I've always been curious because I do not know. It's my understanding that if the cop car can see you, it knows how fast you're going because the distance and the accuracy, and I don't know whether it's radar or laser or what exactly is done, but by the time you see the cop car, it does not matter what you do because they already know what speed you were going before. Is that true? Or is there a range, or you tell me what the truth is?
Well, sort of. So radar sends out a signal, a radio signal of sorts, and laser sends a beam that hits the vehicle and comes right back. So basically with a laser, if your radar detector goes off and it does detect laser, it's too late because the officer, when he squeezes the trigger to send that laser out, that's the exact same time that two things happen. The radar detector goes off, and we see on the screen how fast you're going. So once it goes off, it's too late. Radar is different. Radar is constantly sending out a signal, and your detector may pick that up several hundred yards away and give you early warning.
Okay.
So, but laser, it's totally different. And laser is what we use mostly now anyway. But once your radar detector goes off being hit by a laser, it's too late.
Okay, so that's roughly right. There are two different technologies, and the one is a passive constant. The other one is an active. But you guys use do you even have the, like, passive radar? Like, when you're driving down the road, are you seeing a constant readout of what everybody's going coming the other way?
Yes, there are officers that have radar with heads mounted in the windshield and the rear window, so they can get you coming or going. That's why, you know, radar spelled backwards is radar. So there's a little tidbit for you. But, so, yeah, we do have officers that do have those in their vehicles that do still use radar.
Okay. All right, but you also have the laser, or everybody has it, or most, like, traffic patrol has that, so you can individually target a car and find out the speed immediately what that is?
Yes, all the traffic officers have them in both the Tahoes that they drive and on the motorcycles.
All right, perfect. I love clarity, and, you know, it's a good deterrent, too. So, you know, if I'm driving behind the cop, he knows how fast I'm going, too. Coming or going. That's funny. All right. Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department, and every once in a while he helps us with our remedial spelling skills. Mike, thank you so much for the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
I'll help any way I can. Thank you.
I know you will.